I'm going to ask Lori to come up. She has a vision, and we're getting ready to land this plane. We're almost done. She's going to share a vision she's casting for the East Coast. There's a mic right there. You can use that.
Good job. You're doing a great job. Yay, give Tammy. We've been doing trainings up and down the Eastern Shore, and I always take a full team with me, and I make my team teach so that I don't have to do the whole thing. And she's done the entire thing. I'm just so incredibly impressed. She's done what I haven't even done, and has done a great job. The vision that I have with SOZO, the reason I'm so passionate about SOZO is I believe that the only way that the kingdom is going to advance is if we learn to be connected to the Godhead. Earth is to become like heaven. And to do that, then we have to become the people that we were designed to be. And we were designed with needs. We were brought into this world with needs. But what happens is, as the wounds come, people hurt us, so we start to shut down those needs. And we just close off that place of our heart. I don't need compassion. I don't need help. I'm independent. You know, we start to close these things down. And then all of a sudden, why doesn't God connect with me? Well, the very thing that he designed in you to connect with you, you've shut that down. So we have this world of churches that are doing all kinds of work for him, but aren't even connected to Papa themselves because they've learned to operate without him. I think that's flying at half mast. I don't think that's what he's, you know, designed us to do, and I don't think that's going to get done what he's desired for us to do. So with SOZO, we connect people to the Godhead, and we actually give Papa the gift of his children. You know, Jesus came so that, you know, Father God could have his children back. It was the best Father's Day gift you could ever give. And that's what you get to do in SOZO. You get to bring Father God his children and say, look, your Father does love you. He is doing these things for you. And then he gets to hold them and be with them. Now, if you're a parent, you know what that feels like. How would you feel if your child was estranged to you and somebody went out of their way to go get that child and bring them to you, and not only that, but show them your heart so they could connect with you and the lies would be dispensed? You would be forever in their debt, right? And that's how Father God feels about what you're doing with SOZO. But with SOZO, we have found that not everybody connects with the regular SOZO session, like the two-hour sit-down SOZO session. So Bethel has found new ways to use these tools. And one of them is through educational SOZO. We have financial SOZOs. We have art SOZOs. We have creativity SOZOs. We have children SOZOs, teen SOZOs, adult SOZOs, you name it. We've got it. But the idea of it is that so everybody can be connected to the Godhead. Not one person should be left out. You may not be able to sit through a two-hour session, but if I give you a paintbrush and a canvas and tell you to paint, you know, to pick a color for anger and put it on the canvas, you might be able to do that. And you may not be able to talk about your feelings, but if I put you in a SOZO and talk about money, you may be able to connect that way. I guarantee you, if we're talking about money, education, whatever we're talking about, it's all going to bring you back to the Father's heart, and you're going to get connected. You're going to find out what you shut down and what needs to be brought alive again, what needs to be awakened in you so that God can love on you the way you were created to be loved on. Okay, so what we're doing over to the House of Praise is we're using this year, 2015, to build all these teams. We have absolutely no idea what we're doing. We had no idea what we were doing when we started doing basic SOZO over 6 years ago. But Bethel trusts Holy Spirit and trusts Father God and Jesus to, you know, get this out, and they let us go with it. So we're doing the same thing that we did with the basic and we're going to do that with all these different other types of SOZO, and we're going to build these teams just from the ground up. And we're going to start practicing the tools, and we're going to start practicing them on each other. This team is going to practice on that team. If you're on the creativity SOZO team, then you're going to get a financial sozo. You're going to get an art sozo. You're going to get an ed sozo because everybody needs practice, and we're going to practice on each other. And the other thing that we're going to start doing is once a month, we're going to, maybe twice a month, Tammy and I are talking about that, we're going to meet and we're going to go over the tools. We're going to go over one tool, and then we're going to put you in groups of three, and you're going to get to practice first, second, and third chair. So by the end of the night, everybody will have sat first chair and done the father ladder on somebody in that group of three. So if you're part of a team that's within an hour's drive or an hour and a half's drive, then you're going to be able to start doing that and maybe even come once so you can take that model back to your area and do the same thing. You guys are never going to be ready and comfortable. You're just going to have to do it. You're just going to have to jump in and do it and trust Holy Spirit that He loves that person sitting in your chair and He wants to get through to them, and He will with your help. So that's my vision, is to just equip, to grow, and see Sozo be in every single denomination, every single church, you know, so that people are, these churches that we're in can start to function in their fullness, you know, not broken, not cold. You know, we walk around, there's nothing wrong with us, I'm okay. But we have all these wounds, we have all these lies, we just cover them up with pretty clothes. But that doesn't really get us anywhere. You know, just imagine what the church could do if she was complete, if she was whole. And so that's what, you know, that's what Donna and Teresa's vision is, that's what my vision is. And so I just want to see it go. That's it. And thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you for coming. You're going to need to keep that. Yeah. So
that means I'm going to talk.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You can talk over me. You're my regional director, so I have to shut up if you start talking.
Give me a mic.
So if some of those sozos she mentioned, creativity, art, financial, educational, and you would like to learn more about that and be on that team, you have learned the tools, talk to her, and they will help develop you in that area. Because like you said, some people just aren't designed to sit in a two-hour session sozoing some of your basic sozo. But to sozo children or to sozo people through educational things that they've got, or find that just is right down, or if you're interested in prison fellowship or teen challenge, is another team that we're going to have going into. So if you want to hook up with that kind of team, talk to Laurie. If you want to get comfortable with the tools for a while before you do, that's fine. My team, I'll be harping on you every now and then to see if you're interested in expanding your skills or going on to another team. And so it's just something to kind of keep in the back of your mind. We are at 4:30, and we have one more thing, and it should take about a half an hour, right? Okay, we're going to actually do a demo so that you can see it fit together, okay? And Nikki has volunteered to be our guinea pig. So, and I'm more, I've never done this either. That's partly why I thought I'm going to do a demo with Laurie here so she can either correct me or say, no, girl, you ain't doing trainings, or at least you won't do the demo. She don't, what you do in that room, I don't know, and all this nothing now. Anyway, and we're just going to go through this. Nikki's going to have, yeah, there's a mic there. You can get that corded mic, Laurie, if you need one. You don't need one. That's right. I was thinking you needed one. You might, yeah, that's right. All right. All right. I'm going to be sozoing her, and I'm going to treat this as just as if close to a natural sozo, but obviously a sozo is going to take a little longer, but we'll start it and we'll see what happens, okay? All right. First of all, this session is yours. Okay, if at any point in time you're done, you want to stop this, you can end it. And I'm serious about that. You're in charge. Okay, wherever we're going to go, wherever Holy Spirit leads, if you're not ready to go there, you just tell me, okay? All right? There's no right or wrong answer, okay? Everything you tell me or don't tell me is information for me, okay? And Laurie's going to be sitting second. She may pass me a note if she sees something and wants me to go there. And that's what that is. And she'll be taking notes of the good stuff that God tells you, okay? Are you ready? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm just going to pray a prayer here, okay? Father, I just invite your presence here. I ask that you would come and that you would illuminate the things that you want to deal with in Nikki. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would surround her with your presence to bring comfort, to bring clarity to Papa God's voice, and that you would enable the session to be what God wants it to be. In your name we pray, amen. That's not a note that my second normally sends me. You're going to be annoying. All right. If there's something you could take care of here, and something you would like to take care of here, what is it? Yes, try to speak in the mic.
Relationship with my sister in law.
Okay. All right.
Speak clearly. They can see you, so.
My relationship with my sister in law.
Right. Okay. And what would you like to see happen in that relationship?
That when various random things happen that shouldn't mean anything, that they wouldn't hurt
you.
They wouldn't, that I wouldn't feel like I was pricked.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, let's just ask Father God. You feel safe with Father God?
Yes.
Okay. First, let's ask Father God, is there anything you need to forgive her for?
Father God, is there anything I need to forgive her for? And he said, no, you dealt with that.
All right, okay. All right. Well, Father God.
Father God. I'm still hurting quite a bit.
And I get triggered still more frequently than I would like. What do you want me to do about that? Did you get anything from him?
He said, let it go, and I said, how?
Okay.
And I'm still waiting.
Okay. All right. Let's ask him if there's, are there any wounds left that haven't healed?
Father God, are there any wounds left that haven't healed?
It seems like there's a wound that's come up, and I'm on a need-to-know basis. I don't need to know the wound unless you want to talk about it. Okay. All right.
Everything's flooding back.
Okay. All right. All right, let's just ask Father God. Father God, what would you like to do about these wounds?
He said, erase them from my memory.
Okay.
Which some of them are kind of impossible to forget.
Okay.
Because of what they are.
But he said he wants to erase them from your memory. Just ask him how he wants to do that.
How do you want to do that?
You didn't hear anything, or you don't like what you heard?
No.
Or you're not sure about it? Okay, that's fine. Let's ask Father God.
Father God.
Are there any lies that I'm believing here?
one I was expecting to hear. Mm-hmm. That she's better than me.
Okay. And that's a lie that you're believing. Okay. Let's say, Father God.
Father God.
When
did I first come to believe
that someone else was better than me?
That someone else was better than me.
Nothing comes. That's okay. You don't need to try to come up with an answer. Okay? Okay. Let's ask him if there's a lie you're believing about yourself.
Father God, is there a lie that I'm believing about myself? That I'm inadequate. That I'm strong, but not strong enough.
I choose to forgive my parents.
I choose to forgive my parents.
For not making me feel like I was enough.
For not making me feel like I was enough.
That I was strong enough.
That I was strong enough.
That I was adequate.
That I was adequate. I refuse to believe.
Any longer. That I am inadequate.
That I am inadequate.
And that I am not strong enough.
And that I am not strong enough.
For anything you bring my way.
For anything you bring my way.
What is the truth?
What is the truth? That you are life, that you are joy, and that you are love.
You receive that? Does it feel good? It lands. Okay. All right, Father God.
Father God.
If I am life, joy, and love.
If I am life, joy, and love.
How can I use that in this relationship?
How can I use that in this relationship? By expressing it when I don't feel it, and by expressing it even when I don't feel like it becomes a part of me, and I begin to believe it.
So expressing it like now, when you don't feel like it, and continue to until it becomes a part of you.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Hopeful. I feel like I try to do that. There's times when I feel frustrated, I guess, because I'm maybe in the middle. Like, I express joy, but it's not a part of me yet, and so I'm still feeling that frustration.
Okay.
Which may be a time thing, I don't know.
How would we give that frustration to him? What I'm sensing is you're not patient enough for yourself in the process.
I've never been good with patience.
Okay. All right. All right, let's ask Father God. Father God?
Father God?
It frustrates me in the process.
It frustrates me, this process.
What do you have to help me?
What do you have to help me? Love. And he brought back an instance where I felt overwhelming love for her. Mm-hmm. And he said to keep going back to that.
Okay.
Keep returning to that moment.
How's that feel for you?
Relieving.
Okay. All right. Let's ask him, Father God.
Father God.
Is there any barrier in me?
Is there any barrier in me?
Preventing me or keeping me from doing these things.
Preventing me or keeping me from doing these things. Frustration that I don't see fruit.
Okay. All right. All right, let's ask. 'Cause sometimes we don't see fruit like... We tend to see what we're looking for. Okay? So let's just ask if there's a lens. Father God?
Father God.
Is there a lens that I'm looking at her through?
Is there a lens that I'm looking at her through? He said no, and I kept saying, well, there's got to be, and he said, kept saying no.
Okay, so there's no lens, and that's fine. Okay. All right. When we first asked about a lie, he said there was a lie that she was better than you. Okay. And we looked a bit, and we went a couple places there to renounce anything else, check about the lies. So we're going to come back to that, and... we're going to renounce that lie, okay? All right, I refuse to believe anymore.
I refuse to believe anymore.
That she is better than me.
That she is better than me.
I feel good saying that? Just seemed like I saw something in your face that...
I'm trying to claim it, and okay. It's not there.
All right, well, that's Father God.
Father God.
Is there anything hindering me?
Is there anything hindering me?
From releasing this lie.
From releasing this lie.
Do you feel like there's something there?
No.
Okay.
It's very nerve-wracking.
What is?
Having people pass notes about you.
They're all good notes.
Okay. Okay. So there's some things that you see in yourself that you don't like or that you feel inferior. And that, let's check the hatred door. And see if that's open, okay? Because sometimes that can be behind that door, a low self-esteem or a feelings of inferiority, okay? So just ask him, Father God.
Father God.
Is this door of hatred open?
Is this door of hatred open? The crack.
Okay. Well, first we're going to ask him when it was first opened, okay?
Father God, when was this door first opened? I was taken back to my room in the double wide.
Okay.
And it was a mess. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm standing outside the door and I can't go in because there's stuff everywhere, and I feel hopeless.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can see the carpet.
All right. What are you feeling in that moment there, looking in that room? Are you feeling hopeless? And who are you angry at?
Myself.
Okay. All right. I choose to forgive myself.
I choose to forgive myself.
For allowing things to be in such disarray.
For allowing things to be in such disarray.
I choose to forgive my mom.
I choose to forgive my mom.
For not teaching me.
For not teaching me.
Okay. Father, what lie am I believing about myself in this moment?
Father, what lie am I believing about myself in this moment? That I'll never get there.
I'll never
get to that point where it's easy.
All right. All right. I choose to forgive myself.
I choose to forgive myself.
For placing judgment upon myself.
For placing judgment upon myself.
Where only you are judge.
Where only you are judge.
I repent of the belief, the lie.
I repent of the lie.
That it will never change.
That it will never change.
That I will never be any different.
And that I will never be any different.
What is the truth?
What is the truth? That you are improving, and that you are my shield maiden of your children, and I am preparing you.
Okay. Good. You've been frustrated with the process. You explained that with your sister, your relationship with your sister-in-law, and then you're improving. How do you see yourself now in that regard? Not with your sister-in-law, with this, the mess in your room and that part of you.
That I can tackle it.
Okay, so you, that he's given you enough truth in that area that it's no longer necessary, that you're not discouraged with the process. Okay, all right. But you're still frustrated in the process with your sister-in-law. Let's ask him, Father God.
Father God.
How do you see that process?
How do you see that process? A work in progress.
How did that land? If you could see her face.
Well, he also said that I will be a part of the healing that will come to her as well.
Hmm. Well, that sounds good.
And that sounds encouraging.
That is encouraging?
Yeah, that is. I stumbled over my words. Sorry.
Okay. And it feels good to be that. It doesn't scare you.
It doesn't make you feel like
you want to be used by that. Okay. Yeah. Let's ask him how he feels about that work in progress.
Father God, how do you feel about that work in progress? confident and excited.
That's how he feels. Yeah, see, he's not frustrated.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You ready to give up that frustration? You just want to give it to him? Or you want, how do you want to do that frustration, though, you keep feeling coming up against?
I want to stomp on it.
Okay. All right, so do you see it as a wall or a rock on the ground? Or just...
Glass.
Okay. All right. So proceed with Christ in heavenly places until all things are placed under his feet. So how about we put that glass under your feet and you stomp on it? That frustration.
How about we?
Ready to do that? How about we go ahead and stomp that glass?
We can do
that. You want to do it prophetically with your feet? Go ahead and stomp it a little bit.
Sure.
Just do that. How about it? Yeah, do as long as you need to. Is it gone?
Yes.
And the dust is even gone.
Do what?
The dust from the glass is gone.
Yes, I kicked it away.
Let's ask Father God.
Father God.
What do you have in exchange for me?
What do you have in exchange for me? Peace and contentment with our relationship.
Okay. Land well?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's good. All right. Yeah. Can we renounce that lie now that someone is better, that she's better than me?
Yes.
Okay. I renounce the lie.
I renounce the lie.
That she is better than me.
That she is better than me.
What is the truth?
And what is the truth? That you are my shield maiden. That you are my shield maiden as in me.
Mm-hmm.
And that you are mercy. And the same things he said before, that
okay.
You are life and love
kind of
and joy.
Things. Okay. Good. Does that answer your question well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How do you feel now about that relationship? You feel a little more, how do you feel?
I feel excited.
Good. I have one more question. Something kept coming up in my mind. I just want to check with you on, and I wrote down, expectations. What does that word produce in you?
Oh. Yes, it does have meaning.
Do you want to go there?
And I've kind of been here before. I've been in this place.
Mm-hmm.
My expectations for how I thought my life was going to be when I was 19 and looking at what I was going to be when I was 27
mm-hmm.
is not quite what I thought it would be.
Okay.
And that basically she has the life that I expected to have.
Okay.
At 27.
Right.
If that makes sense.
So she's living out your expectations for your life. And how does that feel?
I feel better about it now.
Okay. So that you've worked through that then.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just kept coming. The word kept coming to my mind. I just want to check and see if that was part of it.
I think it was dealt with.
Good. And we'll leave that at that. Feel good about that thing that we brought up.
Yeah. Go ahead and break any unhealthy soul ties she has with expectation.
Okay.
Just so it's
that's right. Yeah, we can break any. Yeah, we'll do that. So I break off any unhealthy soul ties with my expectations.
Any unhealthy soul ties with my expectations.
And I sever all negative influence from them.
And I sever all negative influence from them.
I give to you.
I give to you.
The things that I don't need to hold on to.
The things that I don't need to hang on to.
And I take back to myself.
And I take back to myself.
The things that I have given up.
the things that I have given up.
That are mine to have.
That are mine to have.
And I wash them in the blood of Jesus.
And I wash them in the blood of Jesus.
Count of three, I'm going to clap. One, two, three. Okay. So you can. Sometimes you can, but sometimes you're lost. You can clap, yeah.
One, two, three.
There you go. Okay. You good? You feel clean? You feel free? Okay, you ready to talk to them? I think we're good. You're going to be able to ask any questions?
I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'll answer questions.
That's fine.
Sit right here.
All right. I don't know if you noticed the tools that we used. We talked about the wall when we asked any barrier. When we did go back to her parents, forgiving parents, at that point in time, I wasn't able to discern whether it was mom or dad. And it made it a little bit more difficult because this is my daughter, for those of you who don't know. And that's why I needed that little bit of extra help, because I was having a little difficulty knowing whether it was me or whether it was the Holy Spirit was leading, and I didn't want to go someplace for the Holy. Anyway, so when we went to the Father, when we forgave parents, okay, we went to that Father, I see any lie. We used the lens, if you saw the lens that she was releasing. The wall, we did the wall, the barrier that she had. And the doors, the hatred door, and it was most of the hatred was directed at herself. And I ran the risk there, and I was afraid. I didn't want her to think that I thought the hatred had anything to do with her sister-in-law. Because really the hatred was focused upon herself, and that's why she was having trouble with her sister-in-law. So there's the tools. I don't know if you have any questions for either one of us.
The feeling of inadequacy.
Yes. And after I went there, I wondered if I should have gone to Jesus, because it was a sibling friendship thing. But our feelings of inadequacy come from our feeling of value and worth and identity. And what was the other one? Feelings of inadequacy, and there was another one. I didn't write it down.
That I'm never be good enough.
And
that
often,
I'm not strong enough.
That's and often those feelings come from the father or the mother, generally the father.
It can.
But because it's tied up with our value and our identity, is why I went to the father there. Yeah.
And at that moment, we make a switch.
Yeah.
We just have to forgive the brother. And we usually start the session by saying, if I start to go somewhere that's off, it's wrong, correct me, stop me. This is about you. And a lot of times the client will do that.
Yeah. And I normally would have gone to the father and not parents because of what she was at. And because I know her situation, I was trying to having a little bit of a difficult situation, trying to turn. Is it the father? Is it the mother? And that's why I just said parents. But again, it can be somebody else. Somebody else can give you a wound in your identity, or that's not your father. And it's not a blanket cut and dry. And if she would have said, actually, I don't know that was my dad, I would have probably left that and said, then I would forgive anyone who made me believe this lie. But that was my go-to. That was my go-to place, unless Holy Spirit or she would lead me else. Anybody have any questions for her or for me?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It was a little bit difficult since it's mom.
Yeah, here's her mom and dad sitting back there, and her grandmother sitting right now. So we. But I still don't necessarily know the situation. I know the situation she's facing, but I don't necessarily know exactly which situation it is that she's talking about. I had notes here to share about what was going on, and I don't know what it. Did you notice it was hard for her to renounce the lie? And so we had to go back and do some work until she gained enough confidence that she could renounce it. Because she couldn't even, it wasn't, we hadn't even gotten to the place of receiving truth. she didn't quite believe that it wasn't a lie yet. She was having a hard time even. She still believed that her sister-in-law was better than her. So we had to go back and do some more work and then come back to where she could renounce it.
I think I saw that one.
Yes, she just said, she's so pretty. Knocked me way off. I mean, I should have sent you a note back. She looks just like her mom.
But the job of the second chair is to turn the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And so I was shifting the atmosphere when I did that.
Okay.
That was like me just, shifting what she was feeling. And I just, not that she didn't feel like she was pretty, but it was the inadequacy.
Yeah.
I'm not good enough.
Yeah. I thought you were just being funny.
I thought she was too.
But you saw how the, I know you wouldn't make fun. I just saw how, you saw how the first and second interacted. And she had passed me one note that I'm like, it didn't make sense to me. I couldn't feel it. I couldn't sense it. I couldn't. And there's times your second might pass your note. And at those times, I debated handing that back to her and say, why don't you do this? Because I can feel that there might be something there, but I don't know how to. And that because she's sensing something different, and I'm not really getting anywhere possibly, so I might hand it over to my second if she feels comfortable saying, I'm not really sensing that. Will you go with that?
And then you also have the right to not use it at all.
Yes.
So if you're a second chair and you pass something to the first chair and they don't use it, you don't feel slighted or anything. You're just praying for that point.
Yeah. Right.
Like that's what's going on. You know, you can't really go there from where you're at because there's not an access point. But the second chair can pray that, not out loud, just in their spirit, right. And it will move things around. And it's so helpful to the first chair when somebody's doing that in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It just clears away.
Right.
Yeah,
when she handed me that note, I couldn't tell her how I was going to get there. And I just put it aside, and I thought, if it comes up again, and evidently you were praying for that access, because then we got that access point pretty quickly, to be able to ask that question, because I couldn't, I'm not even there. And so, but I had to feel, I was the first, and even though she's my regional director, I'm still the first.
That's right.
And
there's a reason.
Yes. Yeah.
To give me the confidence that I need to be able to help the person in my chair get to Father God.
Yeah.
Because I fight with that. Somebody else would do this better than me. And then I hear God, no, I put them in your chair.
Take note, the regional director at times feels like she's not the right person for the job. Okay? So use that as encouragement next when you feel like you're not the right person for a Sozo session.
It makes you a little bit, but for the most part, I tuned it out.
Normally, I reassure my first. I think I did say that she'll be fasting notes if she senses something,
yeah.
So that they know what it is. But normally, we're not that close to. She would pass. No, she was passing me notes, not necessarily good, but where I might want to go, things that she was sensing in the spirit that we might want to. And normally, we're not that close. It was hard for Laurie to be real discreet in passing me that note with Nikki sitting there 2 feet from both of us. And Nikki kept her eyes open for quite a bit of the time, too. It seemed like you had your eyes open quite a bit. Yeah, that might be how she wasn't necessarily looking at us. It was, you could tell she was focusing on what she had to do, like some people pray with their eyes open.
Yeah, I usually do.
And so that's how she was. But because her eyes were open, she could see that passing, which is fine. I tell people, close your eyes because we won't disappear. But if you pray with your eyes open, you know, that, I give them that option because closing their eyes makes is too distracting for them. But then it creates anything that goes on between the first and the second more distracting. And it's hard for me to pay attention to them without them feeling like I'm staring them down, that kind of thing.
It's a little bit nerve-wracking, too, because you... I didn't as much, but someone else might question their ability. Am I really hearing what... Are they hearing something different? Are we hearing the same thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I had to put that aside. I mean, I'm going to go with what I'm hearing, and if she's hearing something else, oh, well, this is what I heard, so...
Right. And it's not that she's... Yeah. And it's not that she's hearing something different. She's tuning into what she's saying, what's going on with her, mm-hmm. and where we want to go. It's not...
Normally, if I'm sitting second chair, I wouldn't have to look like that. But she was having trouble being a mom.
Yeah.
So I was helping her along. You know,
yeah.
But normally, if you're sitting second chair, you may pass one note.
Yeah, you...
But it's not normally that much.
Yeah, you don't pass too many notes, because usually everything... Yeah. Yeah. But it was a little more difficult for me because I was her mom. And I was and then I also had in the back of my mind to getting all the tools down, which I wouldn't worry about in a session. I would just deal with the issue at hand and see what tools we use. And I wanted to try to bring in other tools so you could see them. And actually, but you see how the interplay of just ask the next question. It's not that hard. Whatever she's giving me, then I give it right back to her. And we just pursue that line of questioning and whatever seems to make sense of the next question. And you notice her getting her body involved. There's some people that need freedom to do that. And they need freedom. She needs freedom to be able to stomp on that. And you could see from where we were sitting that she was releasing something in that stomping. And some people need to do that. And then if you notice the time I brought the word expectations, I'd heard that word earlier on, and I wrote it down. Probably in a normal session, I didn't hear enough to really bring it up, but because it's in a training, that's why I asked her, so what happens to you when I say the word expectations? What does that evoke in you? How does that make you feel? And it did resonate with her, but it felt something she felt that she had taken care of. And that's how, if you get something prophetically, how you're gonna address it if you feel that. I heard this word expectations. What does that mean to you? Not do you have unmet expectations, I was thinking that there may have been unmet expectations, and yet what she dealt with was a little different than that. Mm-hmm. I was thinking unmet expectations in her relationship with her sister-in-law, is what I was sensing. Which is why you have to be careful not to add to the words you get. Mm-hmm. Her expectations was her sister-in-law is living life that she expected to live. Okay, so our the word expectation was the same, but I could only go with the one word I gave, not the whole thing that I felt like it was. Because there's that interplay there that I may have felt that way if I were in her situation. Expectations comes up, I'm thinking, well, this relationship isn't what I expect it to be, but that's not what she was dealing with. She may have, but that's not what came up in this session. And so, you see? Just to show you how to bring a prophetic, how you're going to use the prophetic in a SOZO session. Strongly prophetic people aren't sure they want to do SOZO because they're not sure they can turn that off or that they want to turn that off.
That's why my husband won't. He's scared to do SOZO.
Right. But you still use it. Any other questions for either one of us or for Laurie about this, about the session? Anything else you have a question for?